What's up? It's KFC Radio. This episode is brought to you by DraftKings. The first major of golf of 2017 is back. It's next week. And to celebrate, DraftKings.com is hosting a free fantasy golf contest with $100,000 in total prizes up for grabs. The four play guys are going to be there. The spring is here. Golf is buzzing. It's always the way when you get down to Augusta. So if you're a big golf fan, you're a big fantasy sports fan, then DraftKings Golf is for you. Just pick six golfers before the tournament tees off next Thursday, and you sit back and follow the live action. You rack up points for streaks, per hole performance, tournament finishes, and more. So you got to pick who wins it. You got to pick who's going to perform big, outscore the competition, and win. You can't get any closer to the action than this, and millions of fantasy sports fans just like you have experienced the excitement of DraftKings Golf. Tournament starts next Thursday, so hurry up to DraftKings.com now. Get free entry in the $100,000 contest for golf's first major with the promo code KFC. That's KFC to play for free for your share in $100,000 in total prizes. Only at DraftKings.com, the destination for one-week fantasy sports. Back in the studio with the KFC Radio gang, Asa Akira back here in the flesh.
I like when you said per hole performance.
Ooh. She's listening. Asa perked up. She's like, what? Huh?
Did someone say my name?
I will win that fantasy tournament. It really does work. Per hole performance in a fantasy. It's porn jokes, folks.
I get it. I'm here.
I don't even know what it means in your
in my world. It's Barstool Sports, Asa, not
never
Barstool
heard of golf
porn.
At all.
What do you mean there's a hole, huh? How we doing, Fights?
How we doing?
Yeah, how we doing?
I'm a little tired. It's like Monday. Mondays just are Mondays, you know?
Yeah, we record.
But I'm good.
We have to record every Monday.
I'm getting up there. I actually saved all my energy today just for the show. I put no energy into the blog.
I like
and
to hear
I
that.
I was like, you know what? We're gonna save it
Let's
for KFC
go!
Radio.
Let's go!
I will say I texted John at 2 in the morning. He was asleep.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Yeah, very rare. Very, very rare. I was asleep on the couch, where I usually sleep. I sleep on the couch in my jeans like four nights a week.
That's a little weird.
It's so weird.
You're
so weird.
You're abusing your privilege, but like in the way where you're not taking advantage of it.
Of my jeans?
I
have emotional issues, and I just need like a TV. I need something to be with me in bed.
I'll tell you what, it's getting weird. The emotional issues, I think, are starting to weigh on you.
Well, here's the story.
There we go. Story time with Feidelberg. Let's cook.
So this secret story you've been teasing us with is about your emotional issues?
I went to a therapist for the first time ever.
I'm in. Yes. Let's talk about it.
Yes. I should have known when he was like, I got a story. And I was like, what is it? He was like, we'll talk about it. I was like, oh, I should have known right then and there that this is a bombshell.
Well, it's there only for like... There's only a certain amount of time you can be told you're
disturbed. Fights is now standing up, by the way, which you know that means he's about to.
Like for 5 years when people tell you you're disturbed twice a week, eventually you're going to be like, all right, let's see what they're talking about.
You're finally broken.
Maybe there's something. So I went, and it was, I think I went on Thursday evening, and I was outside, just like standing outside the place, pacing like I was going on a first date. I was like, I'm not fucking doing this, man. Like, I can't go in here. There's no fucking way I can do it. Like, this is such a weird thing to do.
You're officially a crazy person when you walk through that door.
Well, that's the problem.
No,
that's
no,
my
yes. no.
That's my biggest problem.
You're definitely
problem.
Crazy, and now you're crazy too.
I was sitting in there in the waiting room, just looking around like, what are you fuckers in for? What are you psychopaths doing here?
Yeah.
You
yep.
feel like it's like when you're sitting in a hospital room and you're like, what am I gonna catch from you? Like you
Or
you
you're
have
like
to,
at a Planned Parenthood and you're like, who here
yeah,
is getting
exactly.
an abortion?
Everybody
who here is
I was,
you know when you're like, at a bar and it's like you're judging, you're like, who's at the bar at one Wednesday at 2 PM? And it's like, well, you're right there
I'm
with
here,
them.
Yeah.
So you're a crazy person.
There was
Hold on, can I just pause this for a second? Let's stop shaming.
No.
Therapy
they're crazy.
Patients. No. The most mentally healthy people see therapists.
So there we go. I'm mentally healthy now.
Oh, spin zone.
I'm mentally healthy now.
Well,
remains to be
see.
Seen.
Well, it was the weirdest thing, too, because it was a girl. I don't like talking to girls about like stuff like that.
I can see that.
I would prefer, in a perfect world, it's an old guy.
Hey,
We're
hey,
off
was
to
she,
a great
was she cute?
Start.
She
cute, doctor?
It wasn't a cute doctor, because I would just lie to a cute doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
I would just lie and like pretend my life is awesome.
Yeah,
like
what's your problem?
I would spend like a couple hundred.
I have my sex life's too good. I'm really good in bed.
This chick's just always complaining about my dick, how big it is. I would spend $200 a day just to lie to a pretty girl's face.
See, you're crazy. You should have brought that up to the doctor.
It's a good thing I'm not sexually attracted to you, because this would be going nowhere.
Can I ask you, though, would you prefer a male therapist?
Yeah, I think like a Robin Williams. Although this is like kind of the most fucked up part of this whole thing. She Goodwill hunting me in like 5 minutes.
What does that even
like
mean?
Like, it's not your fault?
Yeah, like, right? Like, so I was handing
That's
her-
the great thing about therapy!
I was handing her a piece of paper back, like a signed thing, and she's like, "What's that tattoo?" And I was like,
"Oh, you."
I was like, "My friend passed away." She's like, "That must have been really hard for you." I was like, "It was." Yeah. She's like, "What's happening now?" Nothing. She's like, "Come on, it looks like you want to get emotional."
She wanted you to cry.
And I was like, "No, I'm good." And she just stared at me for like 5 minutes until I started tearing up. I was like, "You're just Goodwill hunting me. That's bullshit."
All right, I'll start crying. You're going to just sit here. I guess I'll have to fucking cry.
Happy for you. When I cry in therapy, it's the most cathartic, best
you
thing ever.
When are I, crazy.
When I don't cry in therapy, if there's a day that I don't cry in therapy, I'm like, fuck, well, there goes
that was
$150.
A waste of time. If you don't cry in therapy, it doesn't count.
Hold on. Wait. I want to know everything. Okay, so you were crying, and then?
I wasn't. Let's hold the fucking phone here.
Can't wait for the animation of this one.
I was like, no, I'm good. She's like, well, and she like had like doe eyes, and she's just like, she's like waiting. Like, just basically, I'm almost like in The Office when Michael Scott is doing the negotiation. And he's like, I declined to speak first. He's like, I'm not going to talk until you fucking cry, you little bitch.
Set the tone. Yeah. Set the tone of this session.
Just so you know, I'm king. I'm king in this fucking realm here.
Except you were crying.
So. I didn't cry.
Kings
I didn't cry.
Cry.
I was drinking water there, too. I wasn't crying there either.
You tell her about the tattoo. You got the dead friend. And then what happens? Then do you get into like...
Nothing. Then like nothing happens.
Ooh, so much happened, obviously, that you can't even tell
It was kind of boring.
Were you like, you know, I'm on this podcast, and like every single week we talk about how I just like... I
was like, yeah, people always tell me I'm fucked up, and I just want to make sure I'm good, right? And she's like, well, it's going to take longer to get to the bottom of that. I was like, oh, I don't know.
Like, how much do you charge for an hour?
Especially after crying in your first session.
Who's got time for this? Like, and she's like, well, you should come back weekly. Not you should, but she's like, we do this weekly, you know? Right. Well, we don't do this weekly.
I don't commit to much. Yeah. I certainly can't commit to you for a week.
She goes, I have like Fridays at 4 open. I said, I can do Friday at 4. But Friday.
Time.
You add an S in there.
Like, singular.
I need a finite ending for this. Like any doctor would be like, okay, you'll be healthy on this day.
Can I just say, Sean, if
you can't tell me when I'm healthy, I'm not going to keep coming back to this stuff.
It's a waste of time.
This is a parlor trick right now. You're just going to keep fucking
stuff. You can talk like that all you want and act all macho, but you
I'm not acting macho. I actually considered. I thought about never saying it. We're breaking down barriers.
I'm so proud of you. And can I just say, you sound really resistant, and you know what kind of people are resistant to therapy?
Crazy people.
People with personality disorders.
I don't have a personality disorder.
I could see a scenario where that doctor, like, you go a few Fridays in a row, and then that doctor's like, I can't do it. I don't know. The kid's broken.
Do that to? People with personality disorders.
This case is just too much for me to handle. I'm out on this.
You know what I think is, like, the most telling part of this whole story? The fact that you cried and you're like blaming her and her doe eyes and the fact that she was silent.
That bitch.
Yeah.
But like, you,
those things are factual.
But you had something inside of you. You made you cry, John.
Oh my God. This is the worst. These are the kind of people in therapy. This is the worst.
You're in therapy.
No, I'm not in therapy. I went to a therapist.
I was in therapy two very different times.
Very different. I was seeking clarification, and guess what?
Did you get it?
I'm good, yeah.
No.
Yeah, she's like, you knocked it out of the park, man.
He's not crazy.
She definitely didn't say that, because therapists don't talk like that.
She
said, you knocked this out of the park. You are the healthiest, most stable
person
ever.
She said you got a 100.
Yeah.
An A+. Not wow. crazy.
Okay, you're only hurting yourselves. That's all I'll say.
Well, no, you're a crazy person.
Wait, hold on. But are you really not going to go back? That hesitation means you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, he's at going back.
You know
Can
what?
I tell
you
Film
something?
It for content.
Just so you know, like, I
well,
saw...
Well, that was actually the one where you were like, we need to see how fucked up John is last week. You're like, I want to see a psychologist and I want to film it.
This could
and
be...
I was like, all right, if Kevin's really saying stuff like
no,
this, maybe I should check
guys...
it out.
Okay, stop it right therapy. Now. We're not going to make content out of this like
Come
we are
on,
right now.
We already are doing it. We've been doing
we're
it for
in
5 years.
Of it.
But, like,
I am nervous. I will be honest, I'm nervous, like... She's like, what do you do? And I was like, I work for a website. I'm like, fuck, she's going to go home and Google me like right away. I'm going to be so fucked.
No, it's okay, though. It's all just data. Like, none of it is good or bad.
It's, oh, no,
it's all
bad.
Just data. And it's okay. Like, my therapist knows I have sex for money, and it's okay.
As soon as she sees the E. coli Christmas, she's like, this kid, he's fucked. He's fucked.
And that's a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
Really
I feel like when someone describes something as fucked, it's rarely a good thing.
No, my quality of life has improved so much since I started therapy.
See, mine hasn't. Mine's the same.
Yep. Yeah, that's because you have a personality disorder. And you're,
we're going to bring in our celebrity entertainment correspondent here, Kelly Keegs. She's the president of the Drama Club. The Drama Club is brought to you by SeatGeek. NBA and NHL are in full swing. March Madness is wrapping up. We got baseball on the horizon. You want to go to any of these games, the best way to get tickets to get in the building is to download the free SeatGeek app. You know you can buy and sell tickets that are guaranteed, 100% guaranteed, no fraudulent tickets, and they put it on an easy-to-read chart so that you know every ticket you're buying is going to be a good price. You're going to get a good buy for your dollar spent. Saves you time. They're easy to click. You don't have to jump through any hoops. You just find your event, find your seat, click buy, bingo, bango, you got your ticket. They have plenty of concerts, comedy events, theater tickets, whatever you want, any entertainment you want to get in the building, SeatGeek's going to help you. Download the free SeatGeek app. Enter KFC as a promo code. Go to settings, click add a promo code, KFC, and you're going to get $20 back after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app, enter the promo code KFC today. We're going to talk a little celebrity gossip with Kelly. First, what do you think about your boy Fuddleberg going to therapy?
So, I mean, I'm kind of shocked it took you this long to just go. I
also at this age,
I'm also like shrinking into the corner because I tried to go to a therapist once, like, I don't know, maybe like 10 years ago, and hated it so much because she just sat there and didn't speak and made me sit there and talk.
They don't say anything.
Like, I just need a glass of water. Like, I don't know. Like, all I am is just talking too much and you're not giving me any feedback. Am I telling you the right thing? Like, am I telling
it
you
is the
I
worst.
That's
about?
Their job.
And now I won't go back. I'm
it
like,
is the worst
that,
when they
that.
Just, she,
and now
she
I think
gave
I have
me,
a personality
she gave me
disorder.
A lot of eyebrow raises. She did. She
it's
did
always that.
That.
It's the eyebrow raises.
And then she
the,
starts like, writing shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then, yeah.
Yeah, it's and
like,
it's like.
I've seen this in movies before,
you guys,
but what the fuck?
I'm like,
contribute.
Just have a conversation with me. I'm like, if you talked, if you
if
like
you try
respond
to
me, I am much more likely to like talk to you and like start crying or something, whether, you know, as opposed to like me just sitting there and talking and feeling like a fucking idiot and never coming back.
Yeah, that whole like, I'm going to be silent and make you uncomfortable until you talk. Like,
I hated
I'm just going to silent you right back.
Oh, I love it. That's no. right. It is really uncomfortable, but that's the moment. Like, the next 5 minutes are when I really like say something that I'm like, oh my God, I just made a huge discovery.
I don't know.
Oh,
that's
I love
when I start being like, I don't know. And like
it's like
doubting myself.
What's going on on Twitter?
I don't know. I don't
what's
know
going
what
on
about.
On Twitter?
I got
to check
go.
It.
I kept checking my phone the whole
yeah.
time.
Yeah, that's yeah, Rude. That's 100% what would happen to me. So, I'm sorry that that happened, but I'm not surprised because that's my exact experience is what you described and I was like, "Oh wow, okay, not just me."
Fucking therapy. I never thought I'd see the day.
It's
I mean, I probably should go to therapy too, but I'm never going to do that. I'm not a crazy
I mean,
person.
Literally don't do it. You're just going to sit there and you're going to have to talk.
Definitely not
going to
do it. This
it.
Is my therapy. I just say here, I come on here and I say stupid shit I shouldn't and admit things
that's
kind of
what
move on.
That's what it is. And at least you contribute too. When I say something stupid, you're like, oh yeah, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But that's
feels
not therapy.
Yes, it
what
is.
No, what a therapist does is like they're trained to ask you the right questions and they're equipped with the right tools to help you on your road to self-discovery, whereas in this room, we're just...
Look. I'll be honest.
Shit and
I don't want to discover myself.
Getting in worse trouble.
What I already know of him, not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I don't need more self-discovery.
Yeah. I feel like I've just got a lot of negatives coming my way.
Like, it's like, you know when you meet someone, you're like, oh, you need to hang out with them a lot more. When someone's like, no, you get used to him. You got to hang out with him a
lot.
Like, well, you're just saying he's an asshole
like
and you become
me,
numb to that.
Yeah.
It's
that's
kind of
what
taste.
I'm doing right now.
It's an acquired taste just means that it tastes like shit the first like 100,000 times you have it.
Yeah.
I'm all set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what's coming my way. I do think therapy is like cool for people that it works for. Like if it works for.
I feel like that's just saying that to be nice.
No, I'm not being nice because I have like a lot of friends that like it a lot and do it all the time and like blah, 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 whatever. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm jealous, except for I also don't pay like $200 every week.
Yeah, I'm out on all that. I'm super out right now on couples therapy because it's like I'm just going to say shit that my wife is going to get really mad about.
I'm with you on that. I don't think I'd do well in couples therapy.
Yeah,
I think I'd bring up couples therapy like at home. Like I think I'd be like, hey, remember in therapy when you fucking said that?
Yes.
Where's the therapist now? Like, where is she now? What is she going to say now?
Actually.
Say it to my fucking face.
Save your ass now.
Say it to my fucking face.
Actually, you know what? I've been to couples therapy.
Where is she now?
Where is your goddess now? And I liked it a lot.
I
went in with the mentality of, I'm not going to lie, I'll be honest, I went in with the mentality of, I'm going to win couples therapy.
Oh, yeah.
I really genuinely thought that, and I didn't. We were both winners.
I will be honest too, there is a feeling of even in regular one where I was like, I'm just gonna lie.
Why would I admit this?
Yeah, I think maybe I'll go. Actually, you know what? I changed my mind. I think I'm gonna go and I think I'm gonna start making shit up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go and just start
lying.
Being like, you know what?
Just be like, you're letting me talk.
I'm just gonna talk until you're like, I should call the police and see what happens. Maybe.
So you're just gonna go and catfish.
Yeah,
a therapist.
That sounds great to pass the time.
Yeah, that's like what you do when you talk to anybody.
Oh my God, you're just lying. You guys are true psychopaths, and no amount of therapy will ever help you.
See, exactly. That's the point.
Hey.
You gotta understand who you are. Self awareness is the key, and when you know that you're too far gone, don't even fucking bother. Mm-hmm. And also, don't worry about your own fucking lives because we can talk about other people's lives that are way more interesting. Mm-hmm. That will just take the focus off you. What happened in the world of entertainment, Kelly Keys?
That's the story of my life, for real. Like, that's what I do every day, all day long. well, it depends. So, I mean, it was, like, not the most, you know, riveting weekend, but something very, very exciting and earth-shattering happened. And it was the fact that Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez had dinner together.
What?
What do you mean it was a slow weekend?
On the West Coast, as opposed to the East Coast.
Ooh, so this is a bi-coastal thing now,
yeah,
huh?
So now you know it's for real.
I can't stand this relationship.
So
I hate it.
So that means he flew out to her, right?
Yes.
It's a bitch move.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bitch move.
Yeah, they,
you would fly probably, across the country
honestly,
for J-Lo?
I think that they flew there together. I think they flew from New York. I think they. Like,
anytime you take a private jet, it's not a bitch move.
True.
Yeah. No, nothing on a private jet.
I guess he's on a private.
But I mean, we talk about on the podcast like how far do you travel for sex, and A-Rod was like, "I'll hop on the plane and do it."
Yeah,
2,500 miles.
Maybe he's in love, asshole.
His sister did say that he's gonna quickly wife her up. This was also in the. His sister said that. Yeah,
but
they've
you
been
know
spending
what?
Time.
I could talk about this forever, but like, A-Rod is clearly not a sane person.
No.
Looking at his track
something is wrong with him. That's why now something's automatically wrong with J-Lo or something.
Yeah, maybe.
She doesn't look like the prototypical A-Rod girl.
No. So but
because she's sexy.
No, that's
she's
not true at all.
I think that J-Lo is like yards beyond A-Rod. I think she is like downgrading with
A-Rod.
Dude,
big time.
110 million.
J-Lo is one of those chicks who's getting hotter with age, mm-hmm. worth $100 zillion, and now she's dating like the weirdo social misfit who used to date trannies.
No.
That's A-Rod.
Oh, yeah. People forget about the trannies.
No, I forget about trannies.
Remember those pictures?
Well, I think she's into that because there was her ex-boyfriend was also rumored to be into the transgender.
The dancer? That, like,
so
dancer?
People can get turned on by other people you fuck?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Like she's into guys who fuck trannies? That's a weird fetish to have.
It is J-Lo.
That's perfectly reasonable.
She is from the block.
Get some therapy, John. How
is that reasonable to be like, I like who else this guy fucks?
I mean, whatever.
She likes men with no boundaries. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's a better way to put it. I like that. I like men with no boundaries. Like, I like that more than I like men who like also trannies. Like trannies, too.
This is also kind of not... We haven't seen J-Lo with this type for a while. Because J-Lo is definitely the kind of woman... Not to get all therapy on you, but J-Lo is the kind of woman who dates down because she has low self-esteem. I bet you anything.
Oh, you
like
think?
The dancer, her
so
first
hot.
Husband. Like, she gets off on...
Is her first husband Mark Anthony?
No, her first husband was random dude from the... Yeah, that was like her fourth husband.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But like, even back then, like, Mark Anthony wasn't like... I don't think Mark Anthony was on her level back when she dated him.
I don't think so either. I also still don't think so. Like, I think Mark Anthony
looks
like
Skeletor.
Not,
he looks like a crackhead.
Hideous. I mean, I think he's like big in Puerto Rico.
I think Mark Anthony's only big because we often confuse him by Enrique Iglesias. Like, he's just Enrique Iglesias.
I never have once confused Mark Anthony for Enrique Iglesias.
The music, I'm just like, oh, it's a Latin guy singing. That's
hold on. He's a bigger star than Enrique Iglesias.
No.
Okay.
What?
In the Latino countries, I think that's
I'm pretty
that
sure.
Yeah. I think that that's probably.
Yeah, I don't care about the
America.
Latino countries.
You're right, it doesn't matter.
We are in America.
Enrique Iglesias is so much better looking than like a lot of people.
I love how Enrique Iglesias one day got rid of his mole and nobody ever talked about it.
No one mentioned it.
Nobody mentioned it.
But I was all right.
I like that. I like that happened to Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah.
I like that he got rid of a mole.
Isn't he married to Anna Kournikova?
That was good.
He was with her, they did a music video together.
Is she like so much taller than him? She's gotta be, right?
Probably.
Are you being racist and saying Latin guys are small?
No, I know he's not that tall, and I know that she is enormous, like as far as height.
Also, she's German and he's Mexican.
She's Russian. Kelly Keeg calls someone enormous in terms of height.
Yeah, that's,
she must be 7.5.
You know that's for real.
Big bird.
Yeah. But
What do we got?
That was a big for them. Also, do you guys know that
I bet she fucks them in the ass.
Oh jeez.
Allegedly.
Who?
What?
Allegedly. Anna Kournikova?
No.
I'll still just come with these fucking takes from the sky sometimes.
I would be willing to bet money that J-Lo fucks A-Rod in the ass.
I will also I will take that and I will raise it that he also got fucked in the ass by Mariah Carey. I will say absolutely.
You're on board with this?
Absolutely. I love it.
Now that I'm thinking about it, absolutely.
I love it.
You think Mariah Carey wouldn't be so into that?
She would fucking would do love that.
She probably requires that.
You would
seriously.
Put a hurting
she's
on
like,
you.
Only. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hitting
so
the high
that.
Notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
No, hitting the high. That was, no. Hitting the high notes. No, no, no.
So we basically know all about A-Rod now.
Yeah, so that's the end of his, that's his sex life. Doesn't surprise me at all. He's kind of like girly in the face too. Whatever. I have like a lot
blue
of thoughts
lips,
on that.
The weird things.
But also, did you guys know, this is kind of off topic, but that Kim Kardashian is wanting to have a third baby now, right now? She decided, oh, now is the time. After I'm robbed and after Kanye just got out of the mental hospital, I think I should probably
there's never a good time
a
for a baby.
Certainly never a good time for a third baby.
So yeah, number
crazy.
Three. Also like
her
first baby was just born like a minute ago. Like, I mean,
yeah. I mean, I can understand.
People who have kids quick like that are fucking stupid.
But they want them to be close in age, maybe. But the husband
like
thing is crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
But you know what?
I don't
that
know why.
furthers my theory that I think they're a real couple, but I don't think they're in love. I think it's like an opportunistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That shit is a celebrity couple to the max.
Because if she were really in love with him, she'd be like, let me give him a couple of years to like get over this manic phase or whatever.
Do you think that they like hang out at all? Like hang out together? Like I think about things, I'm like, oh, like I'm going to watch like Netflix. I'm going to like hang out, go to dinner, whatever.
When the cameras are on.
Do you think that they like fucking chill at all?
I think they do chill, but I bet they talk about work.
God, that sucks. That sucks.
None of it's good.
I mean, I hate everything about it. Also, in her thing, she said that she wants to have another kid because she wants her kids to have siblings. And I was like, they are each other's siblings. Why?
Also, they have like 900 cousins.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, there's like 1,000 billion kids in that family. That was her like big issue. She's like, I want my kids to have siblings.
I honestly,
that's so much
like,
pressure. I feel like to just put on Kanye. To be like, we're having
put a baby
third
in
kid.
Me.
It's like,
of
come
course,
on. Like, he probably heard that on
thinking
TMZ.
Thinking about Kanye.
Like, son of a bitch.
It also goes to show how much
pressure on poor Kanye.
Easier, I bet, kids are when you have money like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
like,
it's like, not
let's
like
three,
any
let's
of us
four,
having
four,
a third
let's have
kid.
Five. It's like, let's give back the one that we have. This is too hard.
Like, oh,
too
we just get a third nanny.
Yeah.
And a third, whatever. And
I guess
I'll just carry this thing for 9 months and... we're good.
She does love like being pregnant. She's always like so fucking pregnant and just loves like wearing the outfits for it and being photographed
pregnant.
That way. It's like her favorite thing.
Yeah, because it's like the only time she's not like a fucking like wicked freezing like so superficial.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like,
people
oh,
are
she's
like,
a mom.
Oh,
glowing
mom.
Glowing.
Yeah. Yeah, glowing mom. Except for not really.
I'm just gonna have to be knocked up forever for people to like me.
Yeah. Also, I feel like people who love to eat but are always on a diet.
It's a great excuse.
Love
true.
To be pregnant.
True.
Like that's the one thing.
Yeah, she probably
I would
doesn't
really
like have to eat kale salads
for.
Every day.
Yeah.
If she's pregnant, she probably gets like a
being,
cheeseburger.
Being
sometimes.
A man is the fucking best.
I was gonna say, you don't have to worry about any of that shit.
Being a man is fucking awesome. You guys should look into it.
I mean,
it's like it's
try
it's
to like
great.
Look into it.
Go back.
Yeah, I heard that that's kind of possible for me right now. Like if I wanted to go do that, I could do it.
It's possible for you?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's 2017, man.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe I should.
Everybody should just become a dude.
Just get like your vagina pulled out and turn into a dick.
How are you kidding? Being a chick is so much better.
Yeah.
You guys get free drinks.
Sometimes I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a really big part of my life right now.
I can eat whatever the fuck I want, whenever the fuck I want.
Except for that.
I don't have to get pregnant ever. I can't even get accidentally pregnant.
The pregnancy thing is a real trump card. Yeah, you guys lose that one all the time. And the period thing.
I get paid more.
And the glass ceiling.
Glass ceiling
and
sucks.
And the
I could be president if I wanted to. You can't.
And the
there's still a chance.
What do you want to call it? Like the standard of being funny. So much easier for us.
You have to be like the funniest girl in the world to be considered funny.
So funny for anyone to even be like, that chick's
no,
all right.
And even then you could be so funny, but all the other elements have to come into place.
Yeah.
Like you can't be too pretty.
Yep.
Or
can't be too ugly.
Yeah. You have to be just the right amount of fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't be too fat. Not quite as fat as Amy Schumer. Which did you guys see her new like Netflix special? Just like I'm really rolling through like all Netflix things right now, and I just watched it. It was okay.
No, it was terrible.
She looked bad, though.
She looked really bad. She was
usually she's kind of teetering on the edge, and she wore like leather pants and a leather top, and I was like, all right, whatever. And I'm not fine with it. I never have thought of it, but the whole time I was very distracted.
Yeah, I remember early on being like, she can get it. And now she looked like, she looked like Feidelberg's body type. Smushed
Speaking of which.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for
John's face is horrified.
Yeah,
imagine
really
if you were to wear
it.
Lady
really
leather stuff for a
like
fucking
a leather
performance.
Halter top and leather pants.
That's what Amy Schumer looked like.
I feel like I could pull it off, man.
You know whose new body is the worst?
Jonah
Dave
Hill?
Chappelle.
Oh.
I'm so distracted by it too.
His new body.
I hate it, but I can't stop looking at it and thinking about it. Like, I'm like, how did that happen?
It's not funny. It's like the hot chick of comedy. Like, he's too buff to be funny now.
Yeah.
He's too
buff. I was watching Crashing on HBO, the Pete Holmes show. He's a comedian who's like, it's like, I think it's pretty much just his life. Mm-hmm. And this one club promoter, he's like skinny fat. He's like me. He's like got like a spare tire, but he's not like a fat guy. And this club promoter's like, dude, you either got to lose 10 pounds or gain 50 because this in between here is just not working. Because it's like, you either got to be like hot, good looking, or be the funny fat guy.
Yeah.
Chappelle used to be like that skinny funny almost. He was kind of the opposite.
Like
he was like,
skinny
like
almost,
yeah.
But,
and
yeah,
the voice, that like weird, like nasally voice
played. He
doesn't
have the voice anymore.
And now he's just like jacked. It's kind of weird.
It's strange. It's,
I don't like that he's wearing rings.
Particularly in his second special.
Yeah, the rings
looked,
was weird.
The rings were weird.
The jacket kind of covered it up in the first special.
He
just got like a big,
working.
Big bicep.
Yeah.
Big dude.
And it used to be like you're non-threatening and kind of non-imposing, and now it's like that's a big fucking black guy.
I also
and he's just
don't
kinda
like
slinking
the way
around
he's been like laughing at his own jokes.
I do like that.
I
like
that
because it's like he doesn't take it too seriously. And like when he's going, he usually does it at the right time when he's saying something totally ridiculous. And I think he's genuinely like, I can't believe I just said that.
I think it comes off
and he drops the mic
really
and he hits
insecure
it.
And like really unsure of himself is how I took it.
I think of it more like he's just kind of like here with the audience like everybody else.
I'm a big laugh at my own jokes guy, so
no,
I don't appreciate this also.
Laughing at your own jokes is fine, and I even don't mind Chappelle doing it before, but the way he's been doing it, like, it's a very specific thing. Like, he takes the mic away and then slaps his knee.
And he makes
and
that
like,
boom noise.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I'm not into it.
I did read a review that mentioned how he drops the mic and hits it on his leg so it makes that noise, and I'm like, if it's gotten to the point that reviewers are mentioning it in their review, it's probably like you're doing it on purpose a little bit.
I remember when I was younger and I found out that politicians can vote for themselves, and I thought that was weird. And I was like, that's bullshit. You shouldn't be allowed to vote for yourself. And my mom said to me, it's the only person you know is going to vote for you. And that's kind of how the jokes are.
Yeah, I'm laughing. Like, I think this shit's funny.
It's kind of weird.
At least I'm a guarantee one person laughs at this because I think myself is fucking funny. So I'm allowed.
That's the most depressing thing I've heard. I was like, shit.
Your mom was like, I'm not even going to vote for you. You got to vote for you. That's it.
It's not even a guarantee from your mom. It's like just you.
Now go back to the hospital. You've got E. coli.
Damn, that sucks. I also wanted to talk about, have you guys heard anything out of Rick Ross lately?
Like, Rosé!
In general?
I listened to the new album. It was okay. Okay. No bangers.
I didn't know anything about like what his life is like right now. He's been accused of kidnapping his groundskeeper.
Oh, sure.
When?
Like a few months ago. He just was, you know, people were like, oh, you have to come to court because you are accused of kidnapping your groundskeeper.
Like you're basically gardener, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is like some Al Green shit.
So they didn't really give, they didn't go into detail about like what happened. They just were like, oh, he's going to court for kidnapping
his
groundskeeper.
He must be smoking crack. That's like the only plausible.
Well, here's the thing. So he's not very fazed by this, like in any capacity, because he just was shooting a music video for his new song. It's called She on My Dick. So like we should all download it. Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
But I didn't She
but
on
they
My
were
Dick.
Filming it in a strip club, and the day of court, like the day that he was supposed to go to court, he was like, hold on, I'm gonna be like a little late to court. I have to finish up filming this music video for She on My Dick. Like I'll be there after I do that.
What is that? What's so, she?
It's her, that's like just a, what it's
like
called.
A female?
Like She on My
oh,
Dick.
Oh, like S H E.
It sounds like you're yeah. saying shit. Oh.
No, she.
Yeah, but like it sounds like you're
like
about to
French.
Say shit and then you kind of forget.
And then I say she.
Like
okay.
she.
Yeah,
like
yeah. No,
she
no, no, no.
on my
the title
dick.
Of the song is She on it's, My Dick. Like she is on my dick, but it's without the is. So.
Kelly, I got it, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got it. I got it right away. I just, uh-huh. it sounded like when Charlie's like, what's this word spa? It sounds like you're about to say she and you're just not finishing it. Mm-hmm. She
on my well, dick. I mean, clearly, like I said, he's unfazed about this and he. Yeah, he was filming scenes with strippers and was like, the only time I can go to the strip club and film these scenes with strippers is like the same day I have court for kidnapping, so it's going to have to wait.
What a life.
I can't.
Seriously, like, that's basically what he said. I'm not buying that excuse at all. Strippers
I
are free
don't
every
buy
day.
Yeah, I don't
That's the whole point
either.
Of being a stripper.
Exactly, exactly.
I've kidnapped an employee of mine, so it's...
Kidnapping?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I locked a babysitter in the basement for like a full day. And I got a lot of trouble for it.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to talk about the dog that you kidnapped.
No.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Her name was Eduarda, and I locked her in the basement.
What was her name? One more time?
And I was like throwing crackers down to shoot to her. Just like, if you're hungry, eat these.
What is your therapist's phone
did you
number?
Because I need to talk to you right now.
I might drive you back to therapy right now. You locked Eduarda
you know
in her basement
say,
and fed her crackers?
You know how they say serial killers are, like, mean to animals?
I wasn't
well,
mean
what
to
do
her.
They say
I
about
fed
kids?
Her, Asa. Did you miss that part?
Okay.
Dude.
Wait,
you're
yo,
a psychopath.
Kelly,
why,
I have been doing this
why
show
did she...
with this idiot hundreds and hundreds of hours, and somehow... these stories still keep coming out. Like, how 5 years in am I finding out that you kidnapped
I was like
Eduarda?
Seven, and she was trying to make me do something I didn't want to do. She went downstairs to do laundry. I just locked the door. She didn't
the
let her out
that,
for, like,
fact,
hours.
The fact that you're a grown man and you're justifying this rather than being like, yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
It was pretty fucked up, but it's still funny.
How dare she make you do shit you didn't want to do, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I'm a seven-year-old kid. I'm going to fucking do
you're
what I want to do.
What really is the most concerning, that you were like, I gotta feed her some crackers. Like, I gotta keep her alive.
I can't kill her.
I'm just gonna kidnap her for a little bit.
Did you have like one of those laundry shoots? Like, where you would put. Did you tell her? Did you like talk like, hey, Eduarda, you got some crackers coming your way. Like,
sprinkle.
Hold your hands out.
I hope
were
you gave
like
her water
packaging?
Too.
No, it was like full box of Ritz.
Oh, it was a whole
pretty
box.
Generous.
Yeah,
oh, wow,
pretty
shit.
Solid. Yeah, it wasn't like I wasn't like throwing crumbs down.
I was imagining like cracker by cracker, yeah. Like one each. Well, that's nice. That probably lasted like 15 minutes.
It's also such a white privilege story. Like they were Ritz
nanny.
Crackers, not even like, not even like some
saltines.
Generic. Yeah,
a Ritz crackers like nice at like $3
I mean,
a box.
No, but it's as just, far it's as like colorful. Yeah, cheap. Crackers go, those are like the fancy
As
ones.
I lock Eduarda, my like paid slave.
What did your parents say?
They were not thrilled, Kel.
No?
Can imagine.
We're thrilled.
Wow. What did she say? Did she like continue to be your babysitter?
No, she quit like the next
oh,
week.
Oh, shit.
The next week.
That's really sucks.
I walked out of that house.
How many
like,
babysitters? Did you have
back.
A lot of babysitters quit on you in life? Tell me about it.
No, I didn't have a lot of babysitters quit on me in life.
You know, we should all just be quiet and make John talk. Just silence like, on the podcast until he starts crying.
Why do you think she
no,
left
she was,
you? Who else
was,
has left you?
She was not thrilled at being locked in the basement. And I'll tell you what, I find it hard to blame
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say that she's
I also say this. You lock me in a basement, 7-year-old locks me in a basement, I'm going to find a way out of that fucking basement. As an adult,
You're a psychopath.
As an adult human, I'm going to find a way out. Like, that's kind of on her.
As an adult. Oh, Eduardo's supposed to be able to, like, break out of the basement.
Well, there were, like, other exits. Like, you could use, like, the you could use, like, the fucking... You could crawl out a window. You could use the storm...
Why didn't she, like, shoulder check the door? That'd be my first thing. Yeah. I'd break the shit
Before
out
I sat...
Oh, would you?
Before I sat in a basement at the hands of a seven-year-old for 6 hours, I'd kick down a fucking door.
Kelly, we made Asa go to the YouTube studios and beat up a elephant with a bat because of her outlandish claim. We're going to film you breaking down a door. I'm going to lock you in a basement.
Well, it's jokes on you, Kevin, because I've already broken down a door one time in my life.
Oh, really?
And I broke the door frame accidentally. It really happened. I'm not lying
to you. In fact,
you
know,
now
that I'm
sitting
here.
So, let's fucking go, and I'll fucking kick down the door, and I'll break it.
Can we set this up? I would love to watch
you
kick down a door.
You're also underestimating, like, the rage of a woman.
Yeah, you
probably. Like, we can do anything.
I don't ever underestimate
You can do anything except your job. Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, wildly irresponsible of her to just leave me upstairs for 6 hours.
Now that you mentioned that, that is true. You could have been starting a fire.
What the fuck is he doing? Like, and just kick the door down.
The only way I can see that this like being in her favor is so she's in the basement, right?
Yeah.
Was the door like in or out? Like, did you have to pull it open?
Oh no, I tied it to another door.
Ew! Why did you know to do that?
So it was a pull door.
But okay,
so she couldn't pull it. I tied it to the bathroom door across the hallway.
Why did you know to do that at 7?
That is some Macaulay Culkin shit, man.
That's exactly why I knew to do that at 7. It's my home alone.
I would go into your basement, like look for something, and break that shit down, and make your parents pay for it, and be like, "Your kid fucking locked me."
Especially if I would just seem like she'd already made the mental decision to quit too. So like, might as well break a door down on the way out.
Eduarda,
I don't know.
Holler at us, Eduarda. You're listening. We want to hear from you. We got one more on the Celebrity Wrap-Up Drama Club. What do you got for us, Kel?
Did you know that Mindy Kaling and Cory Booker are going to go on a date?
Who's Cory Booker?
He's like, honestly, I don't know. He's a politician in New Jersey. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
He used to be the mayor of Newark, and I believe he's a senator.
Because I thought she was
now.
With BJ Novak, and I'm really rooting for them.
Yeah, me too. Well, they like date on and off. They never. I don't think that they're currently dating. They, like,
Cory Booker's like was like hot in the streets as like the new black politician for a minute. I don't know if he still really has that favor publicly.
Yeah, he gave one of the more well-reviewed speeches at Hillary's, like the DNC.
Yeah.
So I think he's still.
People like him. People are like obsessed with him. They think
what
he's like
the cool
guy.
What do you mean they're gonna go on a date?
So
and how do we know?
So here's what happened. So first of all, he's not cool. Like he's like a super nerd, like politician. He's
what
like,
happened
not,
was one time he like I think he, like. Saved a kid from a burning building or something very dramatic
something
like
very
that.
Much
and
like,
they were like, this guy's a superhero.
Yeah.
But he's kind of a dork.
So Mindy Kaling like was tweeting something about Cory Booker being like, oh my God, like, love you, Cory, or whatever. And then he responded like, oh, you know, I'd love to take you out to dinner as like a blah blah blah, like kind of serious. And then she responded and was like, someone get me the PATH train schedule. And he was like, oh no, I'll send a Lyft car for you. Such
so
a special occasion. So this is my thing. Either he was serious. But, like, Mindy Kaling was not, because no fucking way is Mindy Kaling going on that disgusting PATH train.
I think that's what she was
like,
I'm going to get on the PATH train.
Yeah, no. Also, at the, you know, bottom line, I think that it might have just been a big marketing stunt. I think that, like, Lyft paid them to,
The Lyft act
kind of
set my antenna up, too.
I'm like, who
doesn't say,
like, Uber right away? Like, whatever about Uber.
Uber is one of those words
Uber,
that's just
like
most, when you say Kleenex, you just mean like a tissue.
Yeah,
Uber is just a car that's going to come get you.
Nobody says Lyft.
That's why Lyft is fucked.
So either Cory Booker
it was
is
Lyft
just like
with
a
Y.
Loser.
It's the same reason.
Yeah, right. Like they didn't just say,
no.
They were just saying
like
I'll get you a Lyft.
Like the company Lyft.
I will call
Lyft.
Lyft and get you a car. Yeah. Like that's like what it was. So I was like, either you got paid to drop Lyft in your like fake date exchange, or you're just like that fucking lame.
I could see something like that Lyft will come out like, discounted fares from New York to New Jersey sort of thing like that.
Yeah.
You know what
Which
I mean?
Someone
if
saying,
someone's paying
he's
attention,
a politician,
they will do that.
Though.
Right.
He's a politician, though. And Uber's been really scandalous, like, in the world of politics.
That's true.
So maybe
Ooh.
He is.
Do we think
and if
that,
he's
really?
On the Democratic side, then he is most certainly.
You know what's really weird
boycotting
in general?
Uber.
To just be a single politician.
Did you know how many
that is
just like
weird.
Very
that is
weird.
Like Cory Booker can go
At least
like
as a
fuck whoever he wants technically.
Yeah, that is weird.
That is strange.
That's like
also,
never
you know,
ever the case.
Okay, you know what I think? I think I solved the case, you guys.
What is it?
I have a reason for why he's single and why he did this.
Because he likes to get fucked in the ass.
He has Asperger's.
Oh. I was waiting for something way better.
You like, set her off with the therapy.
I like set up in my chair. I was like, yeah, what do you think?
He has like zero like social. First of all, Asperger's people don't pick up on sarcasm. So
True.
That's why he didn't pick up on Mindy Kaling's
so
joke.
Date
he
Mindy
took
Kaling
it 100% seriously. Also, they don't pick up on like social cues and they're not socially graceful, which is why he asked her out on a date in front of like billions of people on Twitter. And he's Mm-hmm. And then the lip.
What is the personality disorder for always thinking that people have personality disorders? Because that's what you suffer from.
That's narcissistic personality disorder. And I don't have that because I ask my therapist like once every 3 weeks if I have that. And she says,
when I pay people, pay people money to ask them if I am always talking about myself, that's not narcissistic at all.
Also, yeah, I think that if I were a therapist, I wouldn't tell anybody if they were a narcissist. I'd be like, no, you're good. Like, keep telling me all
about
yourself.
No, I think mine would tell me.
Keep paying.
Is it a really close relationship?
That's right. I've been taking tests about it online, and I am, in fact, a narcissist, like, according to a couple of online quizzes I've taken.
Again, like, Kelly, don't need to take the test. Just ask me.
I'll tell you. Like, I know that, but also just tests have also
If you
that.
Have to take a test about anything... You know the answer to that test. Like I Saturday morning, hungover in bed, I took an Are You an Alcoholic test.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what that one turned up.
So you finally admit it. You are an alcoholic.
Test, and I got like a really high score, and I also like was with other people that were taking it, and they were like, your score's way higher than ours. In like a sort of judgy way.
You have a podcast called Wine with Kelly?
I do.
So,
but it's also like whatever. But the questions were like, do you sneak like one more drink than anybody else and not tell anybody? And I was like, yeah. Sometimes.
See, those ones are actually no. Those were the only ones I said no on. It's like that.
Right. Well, anyway, like I said, I'm like, I was with people that are taking it.
I'm just like, no, I make it pretty known. And everyone's okay with it.
Well, really,
the problem is my friends. Because
I should have
to be hiding them from them, but they're okay with it. So
there you go.
So whatever.
I think New York City is abundant with alcoholics that we don't even know. Like
the term
like my parents drink every day.
It's very relative.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, the definition of alcoholic is not an alcoholic.
Oh, it's not?
You drink frequently. But like, I think like when you're an alcoholic, when you like wake up and you have a bottle of fucking whiskey by your bed and you drink it to start the day.
Right.
Like, three drinks in an hour, you're an alcoholic. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's
not alcoholism. I think an alcoholic is like someone whose need for alcohol like impacts their life.
Right.
Negatively.
That's bullshit. Well, then everyone is an alcoholic.
No, I don't think my need for alcohol impacts my life.
I do. I mean, I think that alcohol, your life.
Were you, like, not allowed on a plane?
No, you keep saying this, and we keep correcting you every single time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I have really bad memory.
I had one beer on a plane, and then the other time I was stone sober. I had a drink in 12 hours, and they were like...
I love how as the definition of alcoholic started being thrown around, like, Kelly's just dead silent now.
All these things. Yeah, like, whatever
life.
Is...
Surrounding what?
No, totally no, not. It doesn't affect anything I do. It's not that I go places just to drink.
I love it. Yeah. All right, well, that's the Drama Club. President of the Drama Club, Kelly Keeks. Mm-hmm. We're going to play Barstool Feud now. The first ever edition of Barstool Feud.
I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, it's brought to you by April 3rd. Because what's April 3rd? It's Major League Baseball Cap Day. Major League Baseball is back. It means it's time to rep your team colors. Rep your squad with that baseball cap and tweet hashtag caps on. Opening day is April 3rd. MLB games return on April 2nd, and they run through the weekend. April 3rd is opening day, and we're going to get our caps on. It could be a Red Sox fan like Fights, me for the Mets. Hope springs eternal. It's a whole new season, and it's time to rep your team. Get that baseball cap out. Tweet the picture, hashtag caps on, because baseball is here. America is World Baseball Champions. World Baseball Classic Champions. And now it's time to play for the real thing. So it's MLB opening day, hashtag caps on. All right, first ever edition of Barstool KFC Radio Feud. I will be asking the question. First person to buzz in gets control of the board to answer. The survey has been done with KFC Radio listeners. So it's just like Family Feud, 100 people surveyed. These are the most popular answers on the board. We begin. Question.
I'm just testing mine.
I feel like Asa's doing cheating already.
No, I'm not. I'm testing mine.
But when once you do it, I can't do it anymore. So if you do it sneaky, then I can't go next.
Okay,
you have to wait until I've finished answers.
You have to be the judge if anybody buzzes in too early.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, you should put them down and do a whack, because then I won't be able to tell when you actually push it. Yep, correct. Ready? First question. Name a person that KFC hates.
Dave.
That is the...
I'm going to steal.
No, that is the number two answer. Dave Portnoy with 19 people.
Guess who's got number one?
Number one.
Lena Dunham.
Ding, 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 ding,
motherfucker!
Ding!
Fuck. Okay.
You now have control of the board. You can rattle off as many as you want. There are three... I can tell them. There are three more people that KFC hates. And, top answers of named people that KFC hates.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter is not on the list. Asa, Kira, you have a chance to steal.
Okay. Patrick McGillicuddy.
Ding, 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 ding. That's number three with 14 people. I'm proud of you for that one. I didn't think you were going to get
gonna
McGillicuddy.
I wasn't ever going to get that one.
Two more, Asa.
I know. There's like a sports coach that you really hate, right?
There's definitely a lot of those.
I don't know. The rest of them are going to be sports, probably.
They're actually not, but.
There's no Belichick or Brady?
Three.
That's who I was. Belichick.
Two.
Oh,
one.
My God. Amy Schumer.
No, that's a good answer, though. Two more people. Two more things. These are, you're going to have to get these.
I'm not going to get them. I'm already like,
wow. It is shocking that Belichick and Brady are not on there, but survey says.
I don't know.
We'll give it to him?
Yeah. I mean.
Fourth on the list with 11 votes, the blind people.
Oh, and then Hondurans?
And then Hondurans at the very end. So we'll add it up. Lena Dunham was 39 to Feidelberg. Asa got Portnoy and McGillicuddy at 19 and 14. So that's what, 39 to 33.
So who's in the lead?
Me.
Next question. This is a KFC radio question. Now, this is when it says which animal, which you, it means you as a person, right?
These well, people. But you're still always trying to get the answer of the survey.
Right, okay. What is the largest animal you could kill with a baseball bat?
Oh,
Asa.
Elephant.
Elephant is on there. Fourth on the list, 16 fights. You have a chance to steal.
A dog.
I will allow it. Wolf. Is
that's
number one answer.
No!
Yes.
I will
yes.
allow
yes.
it.
Yes, that's accurate.
I will
entirely
allow
different
it.
Pieces. What? Can no. a dog and a wolf have a baby? No, they're two different animals.
A dog and a wolf can absolutely have a baby. It's called a husky dog.
Yeah, I bet you that's exactly what happens.
That's what a husky is?
I think so.
No.
Yes.
You have control of the board.
My friend's dog is part wolf, and it's because it's got hind legs. It's got like an extra toe on its back legs.
I don't know. Okay.
You have control of the board.
Cat.
Not on the list.
This is bullshit.
Giraffe.
Not on the list.
You are not good at this game.
You're not good at this game.
Well, I'm winning this
you
game.
You got a pity point.
I didn't get a pity point. I'm winning. I'm the champion of this game currently.
Oh,
next
I
up.
I hate playing games with you. Okay.
A mouse.
Just naming animals now.
A cockroach.
That's not even an animal. It's
fox.
Fox.
Deer. Elephant. You had horse. Cow and raccoon.
Why not just give him fox too, since that's like the same thing as a dog?
You know what? Maybe I would.
No.
Next question. Name a thing you'd expect to find on a porn set. Asa, again with the quick draw.
Asa's good at that.
Lube.
Nope.
The number one answer.
That's number one?
40 points.
A woman?
No.
Not in the top answers.
Baby wipes. Maybe I just know that from
Wow, that's such a good answer. I was going to say that.
I know it's a really good answer because you say it
that
a
was
lot. But
too good of an answer.
That was too good, yeah. That's from my internal knowledge of the porn world.
A dildo. I'll give it to you. Keep going.
Oh, condoms.
Yep.
Right, actually, that's like kind of a misconception, but okay. How many are left?
Four.
A camera?
Yep.
Wow.
A bed?
Come. Shame. Daddy issues. And Asa Akira.
Oh, that's
Aw, thanks, guys.
That list that made her go, oh, is like, come, shame, daddy issues, Asa. Oh, you guys are so nice.
Thanks for keeping me in such good company.
Next topic. This one is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Name a Barstool employee you think has had a threesome. Feidelberg, first
Asa
up.
Asa Akira.
Asa Akira is the number two answer on the
I
board.
I know who it is.
I might know who it is, too.
Feidelberg.
Ding, ding, ding!
I wasn't even going to guess me. I haven't had a threesome.
Yo, it is. Talking about, you basically did.
Wow, you threw in the caveat of basically. That's not a threesome.
A guy jerked off in the same water that you had your penis and a woman in.
It wasn't in the water. It wasn't in the water. That's gross. That's gross. It wasn't in the water.
Yo, let me tell you something. You have such a reputation that there is a porn star who works here, and the question was about threesomes, and they answered you before her.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's. I would run with that.
I wasn't even going to guess me on my second guess. I was going to guess Gaz next.
Ah, so you have control of the board.
Big Cat.
No.
Gaz.
Continue. This is a fun one to see how where you'll go next.
This isn't one I agree with, but I think it's one maybe people will say. Dave.
Caleb with 6 people.
Oh.
Spags with 3.
Yeah, I was going to say Spags.
Nate with 2. And maybe the most surprising of all, K. Marco with 2.
Ah, I was going to say Keith, too.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I was going to guess Dave because I just, like, I
thought. The way he's been living right now?
The way he's been living currently, yeah. He would have got a lot of votes.
Actually, that's really true. Also, Spags, I bet you he has.
I wonder what other 2 dudes it was. Just kidding. He's not gay. The pride of the pride. Totally not gay. Last question.
Oh, no. It's already over.
Flip it and reverse it. Name a bar
wait,
stool.
Wait. Who's winning?
I don't know.
I'm winning.
Wait, is anyone even keeping
score? Whoever wins this round is the winner. Like it's probably pretty fair, to be honest. Probably pretty even. Name a Barstool employee that you think is a virgin.
John
buzzes in first.
He unplugged my buzzer.
John, but all I know is I asked a question and his thing buzzed first, Asa.
No! I didn't even hear the question. It's I'm what, so
Nate, name that's, a Barstool employee that you think is a virgin.
Nate.
With 44 votes, Nate is number 1 on the list. Number 2.
Again, I want to make it clear. I'm not guessing for me. I'm guessing what I think
survey.
People have said. Glennie?
Third.
Robbie Fox.
Second. 2 more.
I'm officially just saying wolves and dogs are not the same. He pulled my buzzer out, and I'm pretty sure I was in the lead before you guys stopped taking the score. I just want to say those 3 things.
Two more.
I see. I'm always curious to, like, what qualifies as a Barstool employee? There are so many of us now that it's tough.
Who's on your brain?
Tex?
One more.
Basically all the interns.
One more. Fuck, I need to get this now. If I run through the 5 on this, man, Asa, you stink at this game.
Oh, my God. I can't. And can I tell you something? I was so excited to see his hand not hovering over the buzzer, and I was like, what a sucker. Okay.
This is a weird one because I feel like he was just on the other list too, but he's fucking weird. Spags.
Got it! You ran the table!
That's so interesting. My number one guess would have been Rhea.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
But I think it's wild to be on the threesome list and the virgin list.
That's a strange one.
That's when you know you are an absolute fucking wild card. Nobody knows. Nobody can get a read on you with that one, huh?
That's a great point.
It's like somebody's way off, I'll tell you that much. I mean, I think I would say a rousingly successful first edition of Barstool Feud.
I think we should keep score next time. Thanks.
I think you okay. should I think you should protect your buzzer better next time.
I think you wouldn't have been too happy with your score on that one because I kicked your ass.
Only that one because you pulled my buzzer out.
Ooh, pull my buzzer. Family Feud, I think I'm a better host than Steve Harvey. What do you think of that? Steve Harvey's about to blow up. He's one of the most charismatic men
on
TV.
Also like a horrible homophobe.
Well, you know, it's all about charisma. The most charismatic man on television is Jimmy McGill, a.k.a. Saul Goodman. Better Call Saul is coming back Monday nights. There is nobody on TV quite like Saul Goodman. He's one of the most popular characters on Breaking Bad. He's got his own show. Season 3 kicks off. It's you get your Breaking Bad fix, you get your new Saul Goodman. It's a beautiful thing. It's back on Monday, April 10th at 10/9 Central. Gustavo Fring back in the mix. Mike Ehrmantraut, Hector Salamanca, all these guys with cool Spanish names. It's back. Better Call Saul, Monday, April 10th, 10, 9 Central, only on AMC. Check it out. Watch your boy Jimmy McGill do criminal lawyer type stuff. Better Call Saul, AMC, Monday, April 10th. Barstool Confessions. Fights. Who do we got today?
This is a good one. And this actually, I guess this is kind of, I picked this one before I knew what the topics were for the last thing. But this is one I'm interested to hear for Asa's take on this. Best sex I ever had was a one-night stand with someone who works for Barstool. Hashtag Barstool.
Whoa.
What?
That's wild.
Tell us everything about it. What's
their
email?
That's all I know.
And it's a girl.
That's a big, important one there, yeah. But it would have been a real bombshell if it was a dude.
How many... Are you a big one-night stand guy fights?
No.
Could it be you?
No.
You don't think you've never put in a good performance on a one-night stand, walked out of there, been like,
I mean,
nailed it?
Yeah. If this girl's having really bad sex with everyone else, yeah,
it could have been. But unlikely.
Unlikely.
Less
it was
probable,
me.
More not than probable.
Yes.
Girl is having one-night stands, then she has a lot of sex. She's not a girl who doesn't have a lot of sex.
Yeah, that's true. She's probably having... If you're having one-night stands, you're probably having sex with better people than me.
Okay. I'm going to play the numbers game here and say it's gas.
Wait. I'm missing a piece of information here. What's up with Gaz and being so sexual?
He just fucks a lot of chicks.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have no idea whether he can throw down, but I would just say that somewhere along the lines, he probably
picked up a trick,
broke somebody off. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just practice.
But this could have been like a million years ago too. Like, we don't know. Oh my God.
Who or when? That's a good one though. That'll make you scratch the noodle. Really ties nicely into Barstool Feud.
I'm
going
to look at everyone so differently for the rest of the
You're
day.
Just gonna, who, you don't have a single guess? You don't have one guess?
I mean, it could... Here's the problem with girls, is we're so fucking ruled by our emotions.
Yeah.
That, like, he could have been
good
the worst.
Good could have mean, yeah.
And the best sex could be, like, just
we cuddled afterwards. Like, he just didn't treat me like a total fucking dumpster, you know what I mean?
That was horrible. That's how low we as men have set the bar.
He let me order anything I wanted on Seamless.
That was pretty low. Who was your guest? Come on.
I mean, who has one-night stands here? I feel like we've all collectively said we don't have one-night stands, pretty much.
I'll tell you what.
We also don't know
people
that
don't
it
fuck
might
enough
be a girl.
This company. Can I just say that? People just don't fuck enough of this company.
It was, you know what? I bet you it was someone totally weird like Nate.
Yeah, right.
Betcha it wasn't.
Look,
now
I'm gonna draw a line.
But
on
like
that.
Maybe he did something crazy.
One more wrap it up for Barstool Confessions.
This one's really bad. This is you want to talk about how I was fucked up for like like
locking Eduarda in the basement,
locking a immigrant in my basement. I once shit in my pencil box in school, and I kept it in my desk for 2 months.
No.
2 months?
That's one of those things where it's
in
like...
In America?
It's too weird. I mean, in India, that's just called going to the bathroom.
It's...
That's just... just what they do in Africa.
I've become like slightly jaded to the confession sometimes. This one, it's so ridiculous that
yeah,
I'm like, yeah.
I was going
like,
to say...
Like, who fucking thinks of that?
That's a person who needs... That's pre-crime. Find me a kid who does that.
Shit,
lock no. that kid up before he shoots up the school, because that's the kid who does that.
I did. I was a booger guy. I didn't eat him, but I put him under the desk.
Ugh.
I did. I never ate him. I can't imagine somebody eats boogers, but like,
Josh,
I was under the desk guy. Under the seat, too.
Josh. I don't want to drop government names, but his last name started with a Z. It made it so perfect. And this other kid, Jimmy, they were like... One was like... 6 feet tall in like third grade, and then Josh was like super tiny, and they used to pick boogers, put them under the table, and pretend that they were like booger armies that were gonna like attack each other and shit. I was like, y'all can get away from me, man.
Dude,
I'm gonna go to recess.
Wait, hold on, John, why is that gross and what
you
were
you,
doing
you,
not
you
gross?
Did
mine.
You just didn't have an army, that's
it's,
all.
It's my boogers. Like,
it's like it's, your farts. It's
I,
like,
I understand if someone thinks what I did is gross, but like it's not gross to me because they were mine.
It's your own brand.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Time to, we're going to wrap up today's episode with 1 Minute Man. It's brought to you by BetDSI. March Madness, last weekend, coming up, Final Four, weird Final Four. South Carolina, Oregon, UNC, and Zags. It's a bizarre foursome. I bet Asa's never had one of those, where you can make that money. You can bet on BetDSI. We can do baseball. We can do golf. We can do MMA. You can do things that aren't even sports. Live wagering for all games, which means you can bet in the middle of it as it goes down, as the game changes, as lines change. You can change, make those bets, make that money. You can bet on award shows. Anything that has a winner and an outcome, BetDSI will set the line so that you can place that bet and make that cash. They have great customer service available 24/7, 365, a great reputation of fast payment on winnings, which, let's be honest, is the most important thing about an online sports book. And right now, if you register, you're going to get a free $25 to try. You can throw it on a long shot. I would imagine South Carolina, throw it down on them, make some extra beer money. And right now, if you use the promo code KFC200, you get a 200% bonus on your first deposit. So if you're thinking about starting an online book, take all your money, make that big first deposit count, because you're going to get it doubled. It's the 401k of online sports books, where they match your deposits. BetDSI, promo code KFC200. 1 Minute Man, BC, let's do it. Break me off, show me what you got, because I don't want no one.
Did you know this exists?
No. I'm always shocked at the things
Anthony
you can
Wiener's
find for this.
Wife is taking,
taking him back. Shout out to Anthony Weiner. That is as trashy and scummy and low and as desperate as I've seen a woman behave.
And romantic.
No!
Yes!
He sexted his dick to a 15-year-old. He's a felon. He's
oh,
a criminal.
Wait, she was 15?
Yeah. He's done it to a million times to of-age people, but then he texted a 15-year-old.
Did he know she was 15?
I mean...
That's not fair. If he didn't know she was 15, that's not fair.
We're going to defend Tony Weiner on this one.
Yeah, that's wild.
He's a scumbag.
I'm just saying...
He's such a scumbag and such a like fucking... pussy move today. Like, we kind of talk about this a lot. Where you, in a relationship, you burn the ships. You tell your friends about how much you hate them.
Yep.
You fucking, like, just bastard to your friends the whole time. You know, that kind of shit. And you're just like, okay, I physically can't take them back now. I don't have the option because I've ruined it. I've ruined this. I took the drawbridge. I just cut it down.
It's impossible to go back.
That is this times a billion.
A billion.
Which is the most romantic thing.
This is that
thing.
Times a billion.
No.
No,
yes,
it's not
the
romance.
The most romantic thing in the world is when, like, first of all, it's when you divorce someone and then marry them again. But it's also when,
that's
like...
That's not true.
It's when, despite everything and all logic, you just can't stay away from that person. And it's so unhealthy, but it's, like, so romantic. Like Eminem and Kim.
That's just an addiction. That's
yeah,
addiction.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Okay,
it's,
fine.
And it's one thing when you're like, ah, she's such a bitch, I know, versus like, ah, he's been setting his dick to 15-year-olds.
The 15-year-olds is really what ruins it, because I had so much fun blogging this, and my take would just be that Charlie Danger, like, is a fucking savage in the sack. He's sexting all these girls. His wife can't get away, and it's just like, yeah, man, that ostrich has that good dick, but... Once you do it with a 15-year-old, it's kind of like you're a criminal, you're a felon. Hush your mouth,
silence when I spit it out. What is this spitting lady that you are very familiar with?
The Upper East Side spitting lady. I mean, anybody who's lived on the Upper East Side knows the Upper East Side spitting lady. She just walks around the streets screaming at the top of her lungs, spitting on people. Children, white people, black people, doesn't matter. She does not discriminate. She screams. I'm talking like you'll hear her down the street like, rah! It's just like just noise. And then if you are
Upper
silly
East Side,
enough.
Like where? Like Harlem
I would
say, up?
No.
Like
between like 86th and 77th from like Lex to 2nd. She just
I like how you like kind of like, oh, I don't know. Like
I've mapped it out in my head.
Here's the exact zone.
Here's her coordinates.
And I mean, New York definitely has people like there used to be a Union Square Quarter guy.
Yeah, there are people. If you're from those neighborhoods, you know these people. Some people call her Spitting Susan. No. She's the Upper East Side Spitting Lady because she spits on people on the Upper East Side.
Is her name even Susan?
I don't know. I don't even know how you would know that, because how would you even figure out the name of someone who walks around screaming like a madman?
If some strange woman spit on me, I'd have to light myself on fire.
No, you know what? I also think like when I see her, I run in fear. Like I cross the street, I leave the vicinity. If you
it's an active shooter.
It's kind of on you, but if someone spits on if this Upper East Side lady spit on me, I'm swinging. I'm absolutely punching her in the face.
You have to. Because here's the deal, too. I'm not a smart person. I don't really understand how, like, diseases are contracted and whatnot. But I know if a lady spits, even on my shirt, I'm getting...
You got AIDS.
I'm getting a disease. Like, yeah. I if I ever met Magic Johnson, I wouldn't shake his hand. Because I'm convinced you can get AIDS that way. But...
Sean!
I'm sure of it. I'm sure. I know... The science isn't in my favor here, but I'm sure of it. I'm like a person, like a religious person who's very set in their beliefs on this.
Not going to get me to stop.
And it doesn't matter what facts and evidence you provide them. You're like, no. I'm like, no, if I was in the same room as Magic Johnson, I have
AIDS. The Bible is real and magic will give you AIDS.
Yeah. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate.
This is
Terminator
talking about when the machines take over, and I'm pretty sure they're taking over now. Escalators are attacking people. Dude. And we're just allowing driverless cars to happen, which is crazy.
No, we're not.
Well, we're trying to, though.
No, yeah. I am so for driverless cars.
Same.
It's not working
Why
at all.
Why isn't it a thing?
Because they're crashing and shit.
It's like a huge news story every time one crashes once. Car accidents happen all day, every day.
And also, this is something we need to all be on the program on the same day. Like, we have to be like, all right, 2019, January 4th.
Everybody has a driverless car.
This is exactly what Arnold was just saying when we just give complete control over to the robots.
Yes.
That's crazy.
No.
Dude, are you kidding
me? Have you not seen Terminator? You do this, and then they take over. The androids will fucking take over the planet.
Fine. We've had a good run with it anyway. Who gives a shit? It's like
Think of Shay.
Think of this. Think of, you know how you kind of, like, your grandparents explain things to you and you're like, holy shit, like, you guys could just, like, I don't know, I smoke on airplanes? Like, that's crazy. Yeah. Kids are going to be like that. They're going to be like, wait, you guys could drive these things? Yeah, they just let us.
Yo, we drove them, like, almost 100 miles an hour.
But they just gave us keys and they're like, go ahead, go as fast as you want, dude.
Nobody would even check if you've been drinking. You could just hop in and do that.
That's the thing, too. They're going to be like, oh.
So much less accidents once there's a system,
but
of
right
robots,
now there's just a bunch of like a few rogue
emotion.
Cars, like blowing through intersections and shit.
They get in like one. I think there've been like three accidents. That's not a lot of accidents. There are more directly outside our office every single day.
It is funny though because you try and stop people from smoking. We're gonna stop lung cancer. It's just, but nobody really cares that just millions of people die on the road.
So
all the time.
Many. And it's just like, well, that's the cost of doing business. You break a few eggs. Everybody's dying in cars.
Fucking, we're out there texting, we're drinking, we're like doing, you know, what people are doing their makeup in the car. It's like, oh yeah, I'm operating heavy machinery at 100 miles an hour. This is totally normal.
It's crazy that we think that.
Oh, I'm talking on the phone, I'm changing my music, I'm checking Twitter. I do all of these things, but it's outrageous that I'm allowed to.
I taught myself how to drive with my left hand because I can only text with my right hand. And I'm already a
And that was a worrisome
driver.
Few weeks in the Akira household. Just like, okay, I'm gonna have to learn how to use this left hand because the right, that's that like a Swaggy
designated
P.
Texting hand.
Swaggy P, no tattoos on my right arm, strictly for buckets. No wheels in my right hand, strictly for texts.
Superpowers again? I'm rich.
That's the Justice League trailer. It looks like trash. I just wanted to see.
It's getting smoked on Twitter.
Looks so bad.
What?
If John says it looks
you
bad.
Guys are looking forward to.
Well, it's because it looks bad, but there's a very clear difference between Marvel movies and DC movies. Well, Marvel movies are good anyway, but like they're fun. Marvel movies are just inviting you to come have fun at the theater.
DC's the nerd shit.
It's all dark and it's just like that's
and they try to like play
to
like
me.
The comics real and all
is
that
Batman
shit.
Is Batman DC?
It is.
Yeah.
I think I prefer DC.
Ugh. I haven't even watched any DC.
But Batman's also
Suicide
like
Squad.
The
I haven't watched
best
Batman.
Of DC. There's really like the rest of the drop off is crazy. Marvel has a lot of other shit.
I didn't even know about Cyborg. Who's
yeah,
just
I don't
Iron
know who
Man?
That is.
They just
did it again.
Like, there's like, here's the DC version of Iron Man.
Movie I'm excited for. I think it just came out. Is the latest Alien movie? I think it's called Life.
Life. Yeah. I don't think it's out yet.
I think it's like,
or maybe
about
out this
to
weekend.
Out. Yeah, or this weekend or next weekend. Gyllenhaal
and Ryan
Reynolds.
Sex appeal through the roof.
Classic. I think it's gonna be pretty classic. It's like they're on a spaceship. There's an alien thing. We gotta kill it before it gets to the human race.
Think we will work.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
The reviews I've seen say like it's a single review said like it's gonna be a cult classic.
Oh fuck yeah.
One review.
I need
one single. I didn't read the review. I just read the tweet.
I need my alien fix because I wasn't too big.
It wasn't
big.
Even a movie review.
It was a tweet saying
it was
someone
your friend.
No, there was a link to it. I didn't click the link. I was like, oh nah, I got enough here.
I need my alien fixed because Arrival was really about like linguistics and passengers, as we all know.
Wait,
was the worst movie
I was just going to bring that up. You guys, I don't know if you made my expectations so low or if you just have terrible taste. I kind of like that movie. And not only do I think I could survive on that ship alone with one other person, I want to.
Yeah, no, I would prefer that too.
Seemed amazing. There was so much to do.
As long as that one person you wake up is not your spouse, right? Is that what you decided?
No, I was always going spouse. I was always spouse.
I changed my mind after watching that because, like, the chances of me liking a whole new person, far too low.
Very low.
So slim.
I mean, I'm out. I'm out on liking new people for the rest of my life.
Literally one in a billion.
Yeah. Like, one in, like, 8 billion. There's just, like, I know, like, 100 people, so whatever the population is, minus 100, it's one in that. No chance that's happening.
Any other movies?
I want to see Beauty and the Beast. Oh. I actually had tickets to Beauty and the Beast last night, and I canceled them because I was too tired.
I don't want to see that at all.
Really? It's getting – people are like, it's going to be a $1 billion movie, and it earned every penny. They say it's like a masterpiece.
Like, I just saw La La Land. That shit was
terrible. It's not like a musical like that. It's like Beauty and the Beast. It's like a good Disney movie where they sing some songs.
Exactly.
That's what a musical is.
No, but you know when there's no talking? That's a musical.
Nah, I disagree with that.
No, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, like Les Mis. They sing every fucking word.
Another terrible
That's
movie.
A musical.
All right.
Isn't the new Fast and the Furious coming out?
April 14th.
Speaking of musicals.
Don't you worry. I got that one. I already have.
I was going to say, I was like, I thought that was going to be John's Super Bowl.
Oh, well, I mean, I have tickets to Wednesday night and Thursday night already.
I'm surprised you're not, like, invited to, like, Hollywood at this point.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of bullshit.
What the fuck?
Like, no one has rode harder or faster or longer.
Or more furious
than me for Fast and Furious. Just today, I did the blog about the bros in...
You're still putting on for Paul Walker years after his death.
In South California, they're like, we need a statue for Paul Walker here, 12 feet. And I was like, yeah, probably. Philly has Rocky. Fast and Furious is already more important franchise than Rocky is. It's already made more money than Rocky ever has. It's a better franchise.
Wait, where is this place?
San Clemente, California. And the people on the board were like, does he have any ties to the city? And the guy goes, he came to high school here. And they're like, oh. And then someone on the board says, no, it's his cousin. They're like, all right, well, same thing. Whatever, man.
I'm not going to let you get away with saying that Fast and Furious is better than the Rocky series.
Yeah, I mean, look, I speak in hyperbole
here
and there.
Okay, just checking.
But I'll tell you
just
what.
Just checking.
It's not – there are some bad Rockies. Remember the one where they just come back and fight? I think, like, De Niro's in it.
Yeah, that one's
right?
I don't think De Niro's in it. I think you're mixing up two movies.
Oh, yeah, that's Grudge Match.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Rocky 6 is a disaster. It's Rocky 5 is bad. Rocky Balboa is a disaster. But 1 through 4 are fire.
Okay, so Fast and Furious has more hits.
John.
It does.
We'll let you slide on that one.
You can say that maybe the pinnacle is higher for Rocky, but Fast has more hits.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Rocky 1 and Rocky 4 are the two greatest hits of all time.
5, 6, and 7, Fast and Furious.
No, no.
1.
Absolutely
dope.
Not. Absolutely not. But I will. But this sucks because I always have to ask you at the end of every episode, any last words? So.
Yes, Fast and Furious is better than Rocky.
Damn these rules!
KFCradio.com/feud. You can take the survey.
Yeah. So we'll be putting up questions throughout the weeks. And so we'll need 100 people to weigh in so we can continue to play Barstool Feud
that
each and every week.
That was so fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a winner when we
like
get that
exhausted.
Role.
I'm like exhausted.
KFCradio.com/feud.